My favorite French idioms. https://www.fluentin3months.com/more-french-idioms. Okay, it's not necessarily strictly true that the list included in this article definitely lists my favorite French idioms, but I enjoyed reading it. Some of them I guessed correctly, which is to say, I successfully arrived at the equivalent idiom in English before it was confirmed that I had guessed correctly as I read the text following it, while others left me interested or simply amused. I thought I'd give my take on each one, to include an explanation of my original response or thoughts in each case. Illinois Fate UN Temps de Chien. Okay, this one associates animals with bad weather, well, rainy weather to be specific. Do you think dogs are excited by rain? In my experience, they are usually eager to jump into a lake or a river, probably just to retrieve a stick their owner has thrown for them. It's possible, I guess. And I wouldn't call the kind of weather we humans typically respond well to dog weather, when you consider the fact that dogs die in hot cars. Tar girl. I remember learning back in school that girl means mouth, but specifically one of an animal, not a human. So yes, it's not very polite. I reasoned correctly that this is just firm tar girl abbreviated for the hell of it. What else? I would translate this as shut your gob, animal reference or none. Au revoir la moutarde qui montait à Younes. This is an interesting one. I like mustard with a steak, and there have been times when I've eaten a bit too much in one go, maybe even smelled too much of the vapor of it at once if it was particularly strong, but I didn't mind. If it means get angry in French, very well, I suppose that, while I don't mind mustard vapor, I certainly wouldn't think much of someone forcing mustard up my nose. Au revoir le cafard. I actually remember learning this expression in one of my first years of learning French. Back then, I never would have guessed that cafard means cockroach. But who could be surprised at that? I'm generally not likely to rejoice at the sight of a cockroach either, to say nothing of the fact that insects in one's home are often a health hazard. Au revoir les chevilles qui enflent. Okay, this one got me, mainly because muscles in your body can grow when you exercise them, but an ankle is a bone, not a muscle. When it comes to idioms coupled with ankles, I can only think of Achilles' heel and the significance of that story. But if you have bigger heels, you will inevitably have bigger feet, something commonly associated with police officers in Britain. Anyway, couper les cheveux en quatre. I don't know about you, but I'd say that cutting a hair into four pieces is a pretty dumb and pointless thing to do. But if you think this essentially implies wasting time, you're wrong. No, it means splitting hairs, an otherwise existing idiom mentioning hair in English. Peter Un Plom. This one left me speechless, at least for a bit. After all, nobody farts lead, and if a person did fart lead gas, somehow it would strike me as something poisonous. But okay, this means blow a fuse, get very angry. I suppose that's just as well. Nobody feels good when they get just that angry, it's toxic. And it's true when they say that suppressed anger can be bad for your health. Au revoir UN Poil dans la main. Another one which I had no problem translating literally, to have a hair in one's hand. When I first read this article, for this one I first thought, if I had to have a guess, I would say either be very poor, what good is a single hair, after all? Or have nothing of use or interest to someone else, again, what good is a single hair, after all? I found reading the proper definition of this one quite appealing. Au revoir UN Chat dans la gorge. I was actually already familiar with this one, to have a frog in your throat. But, call me morbid, but it's far easier to have a frog in your throat than an animal as big as a cat. And cat hair will much more likely leave your throat dry and sore than a slimy frog. Might I add that I also thought of this, no, it doesn't mean be an awful singer, as in sing like a dying cat. Quand les paules auront les dents. Yes, I get it, the equivalent of when pigs fly. That's what I thought before I read the text beneath this one. And the article actually mentioned that, apparently the person who invented this expression was unaware that on rare occasions chickens have in fact been observed to grow teeth. Chickens are birds, and birds have beaks, so don't ask me. But do you think the person who wrote this article actually knew the identity of whoever invented this expression? Either way, I personally actually have seen chickens with teeth, in the film Chicken Run, that is. Les Deutz dans la Neige. I guess it was once impossible for me not to be able to read this without thinking of the bad habit of picking your nose, so is it any wonder that I couldn't arrive at the correct answer to this one? But there's nothing disgusting about the idea of being able to do something with your hands tied behind your back, figuratively speaking. Sentir le sapin. Literally, this means, feel the fir tree. Just like with, of why you en poil dans la main, what would I have originally guessed if I absolutely had to have a guess? Basically, as Christmas approaches, someone is really getting into the Christmas spirit. That. But, one foot in the grave, is only used for people, unlike this expression, if this article is to be believed. By the way, when I found out in this article that fir wood was traditionally used to make coffins, I looked up the lifespan of fir trees, believing that it was likely to be at least quite long even by tree standards. All I'll say is that a Douglas fir can live for over 1,000 years. So, yeah. Manger con quatre. Upon reading this for the first time, I basically got the right idea: eat far too much, and not necessarily for reasons rooted in plain greed. And we really say, eat for two, in English. Okay. Prendre quelqu'un la main dans le sac. I think most people would guess this one correctly. If you see someone with their hand in a bag and this means that you've caught them, what else could it mean if they are not to be acknowledged as trying to steal? Catch someone in the act, catch someone red-handed, it's like that. Un coup de foudre. This is another one I remember having learned even when I was in school. Nothing to do with the horrific consequences of being struck by lightning. This kind of lightning bolt means that someone has just fallen madly in love with someone else in an instant. Avoir le beurre et l'argent du beurre. I don't think I could have made any respectable guess for this one, i.e. even if I did fully expect it to be completely wrong. I mean, butter money. One bouchée de pain. I guess I got this one wrong. It doesn't mean, have a good meal, and why not guess that, when the French are famous for baguettes? In English we would say, dirt cheap, but consider the imagery of this one: who would want bread that has been in someone else's mouth? It would likely hardly even be recognizable as bread. But let's move on. Elle habite any fate par le moine. The literal English translation provided in this one is spot on, but since we're talking about clothes and a person, I would have been more inclined to translate it into English as, the clothes don't make the man, rather than, don't judge a book by its cover. Or, looks can be deceiving. Illinois me court sur le haricot. Running on my bean is a spot on English translation. Are you amused? Either way, this is definitely not the only idiom for getting on someone's nerves. Avoir la gueule du bois. Another one I knew already, but this isn't about me. But I've always known a real hangover to include a headache, a grogginess and or a state of low energy and or a feeling of malaise, far more than just a longing for a good drink of water. After all, the consequences of drinking too much alcohol can be very serious. Mettre son grain de sel. I didn't know this one, but I was definitely with the equivalent English expression stated in the article, and I'm sure I won't forget it now. Etta dans le cirage. Another one which, if you don't already know it, it's likely you will not know what to think. But shoe polish is typically black, and if someone is in something black, you might end up thinking that they are in some kind of sinister situation or oblivion, or that they are completely depressed to completely broken in their mood, with the no light idea. But the article explains what it really means coherently enough. And it could be argued that, when you're unconscious, Black is indeed all you see. Maitre la charrue avant les boeufs. Considering what charrue means in English and the reference of an animal, this is one I guessed correctly, putting the cart before the horse. The thing is, I have a better appreciation of what this expression really means having read this definition in the article. It's not always used in connection with a multi-step project. Any par casse trois pats a une canarde. This one I'd never heard of before, but there was simply no way I was going to arrive at the right answer, even if I really wanted to. Not that serious animal cruelty like this is something to be thought of as extraordinary. Or maybe it's to be taken in the sense of a duck dish that a person is eating. There are duck leg recipes. Gita à l'éponge. I can accept with ease that this is a sound French equivalent for throw in the towel in English. When you're exhausted, sore and overheated, a wet sponge can be very welcome when you think about it. But throw in the sponge really does seem to exist in English too. I clicked on that link, and wow. What can I say? Anyway, as the article says, what are your favorite French idioms?